Peter Rabbit crouched low in the grass, his ears twitching. He had heard the warning calls of old Mr. Crow earlier in the morning, and now he was curious. Nearby, Mr. Robin and Sammy Jay seemed locked in a heated debate.
"Well, listen here, Sammy. You can't just go flitting about spreading gossip to every bird in the meadow."
"Gossip? I'm simply sharing important news, Robin. Everyone ought to know what the sly fox is up to."
"Quiet, both of you. Peter Rabbit, you're too close to danger. That fox has been sniffing around this area for days. If you're not careful, he'll have you for lunch."
"But I only wanted to hear the stories, Mr. Crow. Can't a rabbit learn about his neighbors without worrying about foxes?"
"Stories won't matter if you're caught, boy. Now hop along and stay out of sight. You're not the only one who's hungry in these parts."
Peter hesitated, glancing up. The dim glow of the streetlight barely illuminated the crime scene. Detective Harry Hunter crouched beside the evidence marker, his voice low as he spoke to Officer Martinez.
"This isn't random, Martinez. Look at the precision of the cut. Whoever did this knew exactly what they were doing."
"You think this is the same guy from the other cases? The one leaving those messages?"
"It's him, all right. Sick bastard's getting bolder. He wants us to know he's watching. Question is, why here? What's the connection to this place?"
I didn't see much, Detective. Just, you know, someone in a hoodie. They were tall, maybe 6 feet, but I couldn't see their face."
"Take a deep breath, sir. Every detail matters. Which way did they go?"
I think towards the docks. I heard a laugh, low and creepy, like they were mocking us."
Harry stood, his jaw tightening as he glanced towards the distant docks. The night air was heavy, thick with the scent of salt and diesel. Whoever this killer was, they weren't just hunting victims. They were hunting him. The camp was quiet. Too quiet. Colonel Patterson sat by the fire, his rifle resting across his lap, as he listened for the faintest sound. Suddenly, a terrified shout pierced the silence.
"They've taken him! The lions! They've dragged him into the bush!"
"Stay back! Everyone to the fire! Now!"
Patterson moved towards the edge of the camp, his heart pounding. In the moonlight, he saw the trail. Drag marks leading into the thick brush. A young engineer, Wilson, approached, his voice trembling.
"Colonel, we can't keep working like this. The men are terrified. And honestly, so am I."
"Terrified men don't finish bridges, Wilson. I'll hunt these lions myself if I have to. But we don't stop. Not now."
As the night wore on, Patterson sat vigil, his rifle trained on the shadows. Every rustle of leaves, every shift of wind, felt like the approach of death itself. And then, there it was. Two glowing eyes, staring back at him through the dark. The prairie stretched endlessly before them, golden under the setting sun. Theodore Roosevelt adjusted his saddle, his gaze fixed on the distant horizon where a herd of buffalo roamed. Beside him, Bill Cody, a seasoned ranch hand, chuckled as he lit a cigar.
"You're quiet, Roosevelt. Thinking about the city life you left behind?"
"Not quite, Bill. I was thinking about the land, the untamed wilderness. It has a way of shaping a man, doesn't it?"
"It shapes some. It breaks others. But you've got the grit. Most city folk wouldn't last a week out here."
Roosevelt smiled faintly, his hand resting on the rifle slung across his saddle. He knew the frontier was unforgiven, but it was also where he found his purpose. As the sun dipped below the horizon, the two men rode on, their silhouettes blending with the wild expanse of the West. In the smoky halls of the old inn, travelers exchanged stories of beasts that haunted the edges of the known world. A grizzled seafarer, Captain Elias, leaned forward, his voice low and raspy.
"Oh, I tell ya, I saw it with my own eyes. A serpent as long as the ship, its scales glistening like black ice. It rose from the depths and nearly dragged us under.
Come now, Captain. A serpent. Perhaps it was just a whale.
A whale doesn't have eyes that glow like lanterns, boy. It doesn't roar like thunder. Mark my words. The Kraken is no myth.
The room fell silent as the captain's words hung in the air. Outside, the wind howled, and for a moment, every man in the inn felt the chill of the unknown.